they just emailed that to us. It was their last life group, and they emailed that to us. Oh man, let's pop that up. We all had our, at least I had my last life group last night. Everybody else all done? Yeah. Okay, good. It was a fun journey we went through, that whole spiritual journey. And we went through another spiritual journey that we're going to be touching on today as well, with a special thing we're doing, which was the Crazy Campaign, almost a year ago. And we're going to meld sort of all of these journeys together and also start this brand new series today called Fresh Breath. Fresh Breath is basically just being fresh with God. And that's what this is, a series about how to talk with God and how to pray with God, and it just be fresh as opposed to being formal or by rote or something that isn't you, to be fresh and natural in your communication. So that's what we're going to talk about and do a little bit today. So let's pray before, let's be fresh with God, actually, before we do anything else. God, thank you for the journey you took us on and just how we came together as a church. It is so fun to be one as a church. It is a great thing. I know there's people all over the map spiritually in here, all in different places, but I pray that wherever we are, you take us one step closer to having the life that you want us to have. And it's in your son's name that I pray. Amen. We can learn a lot about prayer when we take a look at how Jesus prayed. I mean, there's two things that Jesus was just regularly doing. He was relating to people and he was praying. He was relating and he was praying. That was basically his life, relating and praying. And here's one of his prayers that we actually have recorded for us in the book of John, chapter 17. This is right before he's arrested and taken away and murdered. It says this to God, "As you sent me into the world, I've sent them into the world." He says, "God, just like you sent me to relate to people, I am sending all of my friends, all the people who have relationship with me through you, all you through me, I'm sending them into the world." And he says, "My prayer is not for them alone. My prayer is not just for these 12 who are my friends right now who I can see, but I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one." Here's a wild thing for you. You know what's happening right there? Jesus was praying for you. You ever think of Jesus praying for you? He's praying for you. That's what he's doing. He's praying for you. He's praying that through his lineage, as he was sent to touch people, other people who'd be sent to touch other people, be sent to other people, and so on, and you would be in places like this tonight. Jesus was praying for you. He was praying that people would relate to you and help you to come into a community of people where you could interact with them. People oftentimes say, you know, what is the whole magic behind Crossroads? What is it? I see things happening and growing, and I'll tell you, it's very simple. There's only two things. From the very first day, we've had a bunch of people who just wanted to relate to normal people. Never wanted to be a big church, never wanted to be churchy, never wanted to be religious. We just wanted to relate to our normal friends. And we were driven to do that. Didn't care what it took. Just driven to, let's wipe away everything else, and let's just relate to our normal friends and love on them. And the second thing is just pray. Let's pray. It's two things. And everything else is extracurricular. Volunteers have put together sets, people who shake hands, pastors who prepare sermons. It's all extracurricular. Main things is we've just been a bunch of people wanting to relate to our normal friends, want to pray for them. And we've done some creative ways to try to help all of us interact with God. And we thought, before we actually talk about a whole series on how to actually pray and have fresh breath, we would show you a snippet of one of the ways that this happened. We first bought this building. It was an open shell. We had a special service on the evening, and I stood really right about here, and I asked people to go out and write prayers in a very fresh way, write prayers of their friends that were not in a place where they had a relationship with God and maybe weren't connected with this community at all. Write their names on prayer posts. Write your kids' names over where Kids Club was, and let's pray that God would do something powerful as we relate to people who we love. And let's do a little time warp and go way back and take a look at this thing. And you'll notice also, you know, I was a little chubby bunny back then too. So just, you know, relax, you see it. Let's take a look at that.
Well, we're here doing a special investigative report on a follow-up from a significant thing that happened in our building about 3 years ago, where we actually wrote the names of our friends on the posts who are not currently a part of our community, who we were asking God to have a major impact on as a result of this building.
I'm going to write their names on those posts right there. And I have enough faith in God that I know someday I'm going to take them back and say, behind this wall, your name is here. on this evening, I wrote your name. I want to mark you before God. I want to mark you. Because that's how much God loves you, and I've been praying for you. I pray that God would use this building for that. I'm going to take that pen. I'm going to go over here in Kids Club. I'm going to... than my kids. Write the name of my kids in the room where they're going to be built. They're going to be developed. Like when you're in this team room, when they grow up, they're going to be in some rough places, adolescence. I'm going to put their name over here. One son of a good friend of mine is a precious kid. I'm going to put his name over there.
I got our handy maintenance guy here. Come on over here, Jay. Jay, that's, your name is Jay. Jay, well, what do you got in here? We got a hole here?
We got the hole cut and ready for you to just go in and start digging.
All right, Geraldo Rivera reincarnated. Here I come. You have a cut, huh? Oh, there it is. What's your light, Jay? Where is it? Where's the...
That's the beam right there.
Oh, this is it right here.
That's your beam.
We're going to have to scrape there, too. I need to get down to green. Ah, there she is.
Can you hold
his
that right there?
Right now, he's come to know Christ. Unbelievable. Get the.
God does every day? He works. That's what he does every day. I think 3.5 years ago, when many of us came in here and wrote people's names, that he was orchestrating at that moment to come back and bless those people and bring them to him through what's happened in this building. And to have this nice little bump out room right there for us to finally access. You know, you want to know if God answers prayers? Yes. The Green Post says so. So, man, that's a journey. I'm freaking believing my word.
When I said in that one video, I'm going to bring my friends back someday, I did that with one of them. I brought them right back. Two of them were in my life group. Two of those people on that post happened to find the one place, script the one post, two of them were on that. Another one, that was my wife who was writing on there, another one, great friend of hers, was here the last time we showed that video, and she's like, it just kind of completely came unglued. Didn't know she was on the post. It's come to know Christ, but part of our community storms the stage. Those who are here, we know it's kind of memorable. And you two were here that day. What happened as you saw that? This is Tammy and Jeanne. Everyone say hi, Tammy and Jeanne.
Hi. Hi. I was actually sitting directly in front of her friend when that video was going, and Libby was telling her story. And I had only been to about 4 or 5 services, and I wasn't sure if I, you know, should be here. I was feeling a little guilty because this wasn't, I was brought up in a Catholic church, and I was feeling kind of guilty because I wasn't going to a Catholic church.
We're pretty, like, pretty Catholic.
We have same beliefs. I mean, you know, so I told my mom, I said, you know, but, and I was crying. I thought it was a very moving story, and I was crying, and I, you know, and I turned and looked at Jeanne, because it just dawned on me that, you know, we'd been talking for years, and she'd say, come down to my church, you know, and I'd say, yeah, maybe I will, but I never did. It took me like 6 years. I turned and looked at her, and I was crying, and she had tears in her eyes, and I said, did you write my name on a beam? And she said, yes, I did. And I got goosebumps again. That was my sign from God that it was okay for me to be here.
And your life has been being impacted since.
Yeah.
Jeanne, what was that like for you, that moment?
It was a very spiritual moment for me. I just keep growing, and that was just, you know, God answers prayers, and that was a big prayer for me, was for her to start coming to church and finding God.
Well, we have you as coaches because we're going to do just that tonight. That's exactly what we're going to do tonight. That's why you got the Sharpies when you came in. We were trying to take more and more of the things that we do used to do separately on evenings, trying to bring them to the weekend, and we're going to do that today. We're going to do it in a fresh way, have the opportunity to go over and write prayers over on those posts. We'll be able to go over to Kids Club that's over here. We'll be able to go to the auditorium. And there are people that you are sent for. There's people that you were sent for. And until you get outside of yourself to be a blessing to others and realize that you were sent for something and that was for others, not yourself, the longer it'll be until we come to experience the life and the vitality that God brings us. And some of us in here in different places spiritually, and you're like, man, can I just pray for myself? Because I'm not even, you know, absolutely. Go write, you know, doodle over there if you want. You can write a card to say, God, maybe this is something you would do in my life. We're going to be able to take those Sharpies and go out and write prayers during the rest of this service. And while we, actually, I got to describe one more thing, too. We're actually going to take up an offering right now. And so as we take up an offering, let me just say this. You got this thing when you came in and these crazy commitment things. Relax, relax. Whew, you're just. There's a bunch of people that have been on a spiritual journey. And they've come for months. We had a thing in the Revolution series a number of months ago. For months, they've been processing through spiritual content to come to a place where they would understand, God, what would you have me above and beyond what I regularly give to be able to make a space for my friends, be able to build AIDS hospice in mortuary in South Africa, have a crazychurch.com website that we build to help churches for free all over the world, to help build CityLink Center, which is a way to bring the poor to wholeness within our city. And today is the day they've been looking for. And so all of us get to be a part of the journey today. And here's what I'd like you to do on this commitment card. All of us are going to be able to participate, not just in praying things, but we're going to be able to participate by something else in here. So what I'd like you to do, just go on the one side where it says my story. We're gonna go out of here in a little bit. We're gonna spend the rest of our time today in the newer portions of the building. And maybe you want to share your story. Maybe part of your prayer, fresh breath, you're just gonna tell God your story in your own words. Not that he hasn't heard it before, but sometimes it's helpful to reiterate back to God what he's doing in our life. Maybe you want to do that. Just right now, as the offering is being taken, and by the way, you know what this offering does? This offering not only doesn't just pay for stuff like utilities, it pays for Kids Club curriculum, pays for like $83,000 worth of upgrades we've done to the AIDS Hospice Center. It pays for things like salaries that build the infrastructure. It pays for things like all the life material that all of us got. Other churches have done similar things. I don't know a single one that's given away all the DVDs, given away all the study guides, given away all the leader guides. They charge for all those things. We don't do that. We want to be a blessing. I don't know of a single church that gives away CDs. You can go out and get that. We do that, and that's all comes up through this stuff. Comes up, these kind of offerings go out to rebuild towns in Sri Lanka, Point Piedro, and get them fishing boats. That's what happens in the midst of these offerings that we take up. And so while we do that, let's also just put your name down here, your street, your city. What we want is we want this church to be one. That's what we want. That's what Jesus prayed. I pray that you would send them and that they may be one. We never want to be a receptacle for people who like spirituality. We want to be a place that's a launching pad where people become one, they understand their mission, and we get on it as a community. And so fill that out right now as those bags are going by. And some of you aren't filling this out. Now, here's I'm hoping you're going to fill this out later. I'm hoping you're not saying, no, I'm not participating. That'd not be a good thing right now. Okay, I mean, we've been, it's a journey, this whole church, going through the life group. It's your first time here today. You know, that's fine. But if you've been around here, this is a key, important moment that all of us need to participate. We can at least put a prayer request in our story here. And just don't do anything with this back part, okay? So the ushers continue that. We're going to pray, and we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to go out of here, and I want to maintain an attitude of prayer. Prayer is not always quiet, but we're going to have today be quiet. I'd like you to kind of go out, and we're going to go right through the atrium with your Sharpie. Find a post in there. You'll see the auditorium where we're going to be. You'll see where the atrium is going to be extended. You can walk inside the kids' club. Find a post and just get with God and just talk with him. Write it down. Write him a letter on the post. It'll be captured. And if God tells you anything that relates to this card here, write that too. And then we're going to reconvene in the bowl area of our new auditorium, and we're going to have some final thoughts and cap this thing off. All right? Cool? All right, let's pray. God, right now, this is a sacred moment. I believe the things that are going to be prayed, the things that are going to be written, are things that are important. They're things that you care about. They're things that you've sent us for. God, do something in us right now. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity we have to be joined to your mission and be a part of this place. We pray these things in your name. Let's go out quietly. If you want to talk with the person here, so you need to make some decisions, nice and quiet, that's fine. Go out, and then we'll have first impression people out there who will corral us back at the right time. Let's talk with God.